from the Or Gedaliah in Parshas Truma. It's a little bit of a hemshech what we were talking about on Thursday, about being a pnimi, about being a person who dedicates himself fully to whatever it is that he's doing. And it's very simple, but it's very yisodistic in Avodas Hashem. Okay, tochel rotz of ahava. Ikar atruma lemishkan haysa tluya benediva salif. So now for the next 8 weeks, it's very nice how it falls out this year. The Lubavitch Rebbe used to always say how the Parshas Truma always falls out around Adar, because really the Avodah of Adar, which we'll talk about at some point, is really what Parshas Truma is about. Parshas Truma is Vasuli Mikdash B'Shachanti B'Socham, arguably the most important pasuk in the Chumash, right? Dir B'Tachtonim, that's the Tachlis, as the Medrash Tanchuma says, that's the purpose of Hashem creating the world. And it falls out in Chodesh Adar. This week we begin. This year we got a lot of time to get ourselves ready. Right? But Adar, the Moreh Naim says, and others bring as well, that Adar is a lashon of Aleph Dar. That Aleph, the Alufo Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be Dar, should dwell amongst us. So the whole avoda of Adar is to build a Mishkan within ourselves, which is really what the Pasuk's about. Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. I want to dwell inside of them, inside of you. The building is the Bidyavid track. But Hashem says, I want to dwell inside you. So for the next, really, we have 2 months now. Obviously, Purim comes at the midway point of the second Adar. But there really are, if you think about it, there are 2 months that the Torah talks about Binyan HaMishkan. Truma, Tetzava, Kisisa, Vayakal, Pekudei, Vayikra, Tzav, Shmini. Shmini is when we finally inaugurate the Mishkan. So for the next 8 weeks, we're working on building a Mishkan for Hashem. So what's the Iker HaTruma LeMishkan? Says Rav Gedalia Shor. For those who don't know, Rav Gedalia Shor was one of the Rashi Yeshiva of Torah Vadas. And people often say about Rav Gedalia Shor, he was the first American-born Gadol. He was born in America. You know, most of the Gadolim, some of them ended up in America. But they weren't started. He was the first person who was born and raised and lived a considerable part of his life in America and became a great Gadol B'Yisrael. And his writings are very deep and very sodistic. This was really my entrance into Hasidic thought, the Or Gedaliah. This was the best Eitzah someone ever gave me. When I was getting more interested in learning some of those Polish Hasidus, Fas Emes, and Rav Tzadok, and Shem Yishuel, and I didn't really know how to do it, so someone recommended to me, Rabbi Roberts from the Yeshiva Gedol of Tinek, said, learn Or Gedaliah, and you'll see it'll make all those other Svar much easier for you. And it was very true. He's built off of the Maharal, and the Shem Yishuel, and Rav Tzadok, and Tzvas Emes, and the Ishbitzer. Okay, so let's see what he says here. So the Iker Truma of the Mishkan is Tluya B'Nediva Salev. What's the main thing you give to the Mishkan? You give Zav, you give Kesef, you give Nechoshes. You give 13 different things. But the main thing you give to the Mishkan is what? Is you give yourself to the Mishkan. You give your heart to the Mishkan. Me'ez kol ish asher yedvenu libo. Pashut pshat obviously is upashut mifarshim shenidvo libo litrom lemishkan. The pashut pshat is I gave gold and my heart moved me to give the gold. Aval yesh lefarish obviously on a deeper level shenadav halev shelo lemishkan. That me'ez kol ish asher yedvenu libo, that we dedicated our heart. We built the Mishkan with hearts. The Mishkan was built with our ratzon, with our hearts, more so than with our donations. Shenasen es kol libo avor binyan hamishkan. That they gave their entire selves for the binyan beis hamikdash, the binyan hamishkan. By yitzarach liyos nediva salev b'shleimus. So, like we spoke about on Thursday, when a person does something, if a Jew wants to do it right, he gives his whole self to it. He gives his entire life to it. Remember the story with the Belzer Rebbe. Shalom aleichem, boker tov. That's all right. Welcome. Right, the Belzer Rebbe, when the guy asked him what time it is, and he gave him the precise time, because when you do an act of chesed, you do it b'shleimus. A person can think, what do you mean, I gave gold? I technically gave gold. Hashem says, yeah, but how did you give gold? You could give gold, and if you don't give it right, you haven't given gold. It's like that Maimer Chazal that contrasts two ways that a person provides for another person. Right, you have a Maimer Chazal that says, on the one hand, a person could feed his parents the greatest delicacies in the world, and if you give it with a bad attitude, then you haven't been Mekayim Kibud Av V'Em. And it says in Avos Tzvi Nasan, you could give a person literally nothing, but if you give it to them, you give them, so you're giving them. But if you give it to them with a smile, Right? You give them physically nothing, but you have an attitude towards them, a disposition of simcha towards them. It's as if you've given them everything in the world. So Hashem says, yeah, I need gold. We need gold. We need silver. But the main thing you can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in dedicating yourself to Hashem is you can dedicate your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the thing, whatever it is that I'm going to give, I'm going to give it b'lev shalim. And therefore, without the heart, the donation is not the complete donation. Now, look what he writes here from the Maharal. The kinyan that a person makes on anything in this world, my connection to anything, whether it's something I'm giving or something I'm taking, my connection to the object that I want to have his kashrus to, is entirely dependent on my nedivas halev. What does that mean? V'im yeshlo nedivas halev, oz yeshlo achefetz. V'yeshlo kinyan ba'achefetz. V'nikra shu shalo. If a person attaches his heart, his very essential being, to whatever it is he wants to attach to, so then it's really his, then he has a real kesher to it. V'zeh nichlo gamkin b'kavaras ha-medrash. And this, says the Maharal, is what the Medrash, or maybe the Gedaliah was saying, this is what the Medrash alludes to when it says that the Satan came, very interesting Medrash, and the Satan searched all the donations of the Mishkan. What was he searching for? He wanted to make sure that there wasn't any gezel, or maybe the Satan was hoping to catch some theft by the Mishkan. He wanted to see, did the Jews actually bring things that belong to them, or are some of the donations from not kosher money? What does that mean? What does it mean he was searching for an inyan shel gezel? The Satan said, are the donations authentic donations? Are they true expressions of self? Hear what he's saying? Then in a certain sense, what's the gezel? Let's say the gold really belongs to me and I didn't give it b'lev shalem. What's the gezel?
Was forced to give, so I didn't really want to give.
So what's the gezel? It's really Ganeva's Das, right? Because you've given someone something, but you don't really want to give it to them. So the Gezel, it's Lav Dafka, that it's the money itself, the object that's being given, is imperfect. The object is perfect. The gold is the gold. Like we spoke last week in Sikh Hasran. Tzedakah is Adpash Tzedakah. The object has been donated. What's the Gezel? The Satan was checking their hearts to see, is the donation wholehearted? Is it authentic? Or are you deceiving Hashem? You're acting like you want to give Hashem, but you're not really giving Hashem. That when a person gives of his kochos to the tzibur, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be the best of the best. And that's what the Satan was searching for. Okay, second paragraph. The Iker Ashras HaShchina Shehaisa B'Mishkan Haisa Al Yedei Anidiva Salev. And again, the main donation. The Mishkan was built. It's an amazing thing to think about. The Mishkan was built on Lev. Meaning, even though we feel like that didn't really happen. The way Chazal understood it. Hashem wants to dwell in our hearts. The answer is Hashem did dwell in our hearts. The Mishkan was built on heart. Hashem wanted to dwell also in our hearts, right? Over here. But the Mishkan was mamish built on the Ratzon, in the heart of Klal Yisrael. Again, the Ikar Hashras HaShchinas Shehaisa B'Mishkan Haisa Al Yedei HaNedivas HaLev. The primary ability to bring the Shekhinah into the building, Hashem didn't just want a nice palace to live in. Hashem has a beautiful palace in Shemayim. Yushalayim Shomala. It's very beautiful up there. Yushalayim Shomata is called Klilas Yofi. It's so beautiful, Yushalayim. And Hashem has a much even more beautiful Yushalayim above. He didn't need a physical building in order to have a place to spend time. The Ashras HaShekhinah comes dafka that Hashem dwells within the Nidiva Saleh. As the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Amudav Asa Kasef Tocho Ratzav Ava. Yes, it's true, the pillars were made out of silver, real silver, but Tocho, what was the inside of it? Right? What was so to speak, the inner energy of it? What was the neshama of it? Ratzav Ava. Sheha Toch Shel Abes HaMikdash Haya Avas Bnei Yisrael. HaNedivas HaLev Shel Klal Yisrael. V'av Sheha Chitzonius Shel HaMishkan. Yes, it was physically built on pillars of silver and like flooring of gold. Right? But within all of the elements of the Mishkan, The inner core of it was what? Was the Ahava of Klal Yisrael. Habriach HaTichun, Shai Mechaber HaKol, V'Shal Yodo Haisa Ashras HaShchin of Mishkan, Haya Ahava. Now he's going to start the transition here. Listen to what he just said. He said, the Briach HaTichun, the uniting factor of the Mishkan. How do you unite? What's the common denominator between the Kesef and the Zav and the Nechoshes, v'chulu, 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 all the things listed at the beginning of the Parsha? What tied them all together? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. How does Hashem dwell in a Mikdash or a Mishkan of so many parts? The answer is, that's all the outer trappings of the Mishkan. The common denominator of the Mishkan was what? Was the Ahava on which it was built. That is Mechaber itself, the Ashras Hashem is Mechaber itself to the Ahava upon which the Mishkan was built. Shabba Nadvu B'Yisrael HaMishkan. And he quotes from the Nesivos. The Nesivos HaMishpan, Achosha Mishpan. He has a Sefer Tzur HaMor, who explains that Ratzuf Ahava is Milashon Gacheles. We find in Yeshaya that a hot coal is referred to with the same shorish, Ratzuf. Right? So Ratzuf Ahava means what? A fiery Ahava. Look what he says. A Brendika Ahava. Right? A fiery Ahava. A passionate Ahava. An excitement for Binyan HaMishkan. V'zeha Yakim Shal Mishkan. What does fire do? What does fire do? I take all sorts of different things, I put them into a fire, what happens? They all become fire. Right? Fire is a tremendous koach to what? To be ma'ache, to bring different parts together. So if it's ruts of Ava, if there's a neshamadik of fire burning in the Mishkan, that unites, there's Kesef, there's Zahav, there's Nechoshes, etc. But the brendik of Ava, which is the tocho ruts of Ava of the Mishkan, ties it all together. And he says one step further. What else could Ratzuf mean? A Ritzpah. What's a Ritzpah? What's the floor? What's the nature of the floor? V'tocha Ratzuf Ava, hu milashon Ritzpah, where it's underlined. Shekamo ha Ritzpah hu ma shemitza refes es kol abayis hu ma'achto yachad. I could have a refrigerator, and I could have a table, and I could have a chair, I can have a kitchen counter, but they're all resting upon one floor. And that's the thing that, so to speak, ties them all together. So too, the Beis Hamikdash was Ratz of Ava. The Mishkan was Ratz of Ava. Kein Ava shel Klal Yisrael, who he atoch ma'achiras Mishkan. That was the thing we all have in common. Because gufim nechlakim, our bodies are separated, but on the Madrega of Lev, we're all the same. We come from one place, the inner core of Klal Yisrael. In a certain sense, even our bodies are to be meant to be viewed as one big body. Now we're just different parts of one big body. Ah, it looks like we're, again, our bodies are nifradim from one another. Okay, that's what it looks like. But Lamaisa, like the Baal HaTanya writes in Parshas Nitzavim, we're one big guf. Some people are legs, some people are hands, some people are head, a heart. That's what the Talmud Yerushalmi says, I think it's in the Nedarim, that if a person is cutting a piece of meat and the knife slips and he accidentally cuts his right hand accidentally cuts his left hand, so should his left hand go and hit back the right hand? You're hitting yourself. It's one body. Ah, it's a right hand, it's a left hand. Okay. But your fellow Jew is one body. Right? So all the more so on the level of neshama, where mamish one neshama. Okay, right now we've been splintered into little pieces. But if we can focus on the thing that unites us, the lev, the neshama, that's how you build the Mishkan. Yeah?
Does it say anywhere in like Chazal or something, like about the differences in the Shvatim? Like, does it say anything about, like, let's say, like, either externally or internally, like, any differences between the Shvatim? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like,
what do you mean different? I mean, for sure.
I guess, like, differences, like...
By Kriyas Yamsuf, they walked, each Shevet walked in its own path.
I'm saying, does it say any specific differences between the Shvatim?
Yeah, I mean, by the Degalim, we know that there are different flags represented. By the Brachos, brought out different Kochos.
There's a class in Stern that...
On the
Shvatim? Yeah, about all the different personality traits that you see.
Right. I have a say for... This, yeah.
Say. Each have their own personalities and their own traits and their own qualities.
Right, the Shvatim line up with the different months. I have a sefer called Shifte Yisrael, which goes through each of the Shvatim and talks about the different Kochos and the different... So yeah, for sure. And yet, right, B'soch HaMachna, in the middle of the camp, so to speak, is the Mishkan, is the Torah, is the thing that we have in common. Too often we focus on our differences. And we have so much in common with Jews who we sometimes highlight, you know, the thing that there's so much in common. And yet we get caught up on the things that make us different. That's why you have to keep the Torah, B'soch HaMachna. It's a Chaim, B'soch HaGana, in the middle of the camp. Okay, good. So that was the ritzpah, the rotz of Ava. Okay, let's just finish the last paragraph on 126. Ukemo shahaya b'mayim et har Sinai inyan shel achdus. And now he says a beautiful thing. We know, according to the Ramban, and others develop it as well, that the Mishkan is a hemshech of what? Of har Sinai. Ah, so now we understand. Har Sinai was probably the greatest moment in Klal Yisrael's history of what? Ki ish echad b'lev echad. It could be that's even why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over our head. In order to the same way the floor is beneath us, unites us, right? The mountain overhead. We're all standing under one OL. The same way you could be under Lahavdil and Tuma. You could have a dead body on one side of the room and a person on the other side of the room. And if they're under the same OL, they're united. But I didn't touch the body. I'm nowhere near the body. Doesn't matter. Tuma's OL. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that same canopy of Kedusha by Kabbalah Satorah. And that forced us even further to unite ourselves. Vayichon sham Yisrael neged ahar, as we know Chazal say, ki ish echad b'lev echad. Kein b'mishkan, which again, according to the Ramban, is the continuation of the experience of Kabbalah Satorah, so too by the Mishkan hayitzarach shiyazeh ha'achdus. Of course, it was a prerequisite to continue the Kabbalah Satorah experience. It means we have to continue the achdus that was felt at that time. Vayidei ha'nedivas ha'lev shokol echad, turn the page, mi Yisrael, Nasa kol echad, and when every Jew gave the Ava within his heart, that created the Achdus. V'haya ha-mishkan echad, and therefore the Torah emphasizes that the Mishkan had a certain oneness to it. So he brings B'shem the Svar Makadoshim, interestingly, that Ava and Echad share the same gematria. The gematria of Ava is 13, the gematria of Echad is 13. Of course, some Svarim go further and say, if you put Av and Echad together, what do you get? 26, which is Yudke Vavke, which is Hashem. That's Hashra'as HaShechina. So when there's an Ava that's creating an Achdus, that creates Hashra'as HaShechina, and that's exactly what the Mishkan is. U'meramez al elu ha-yud gimul dvaram ha-nitzrachim le-mishkan. So amazing. He says that's why the Torah spells out specifically 13 primary materials that are used in Binyan HaMishkan. Because that's the Tocharatz. Yes, there's 13 separate things, Mibachutz. An appearance of 13 different types of materials and different types of Jews, and each person seemingly giving according to his ability. Very nice. But Tocha Ratz of Av, the 13 is the Av, is the Echad. Vayidesha called Echad Lafidar Gasar Nasan Chalko Ba'ava of Nediva Slave Gemura Nisachidako. And when everyone gave in that way, that tied it all together. Ukamozeha Ish Shemadre Gasso Haisalan Adev Zav Nasnum Nediva Slave Lagamri. This is such an important yisod. Look what he's saying. If you're the guy who's giving gold, yeah, it's in a certain sense, you're giving the biggest donation, so that's your impediment to giving with all your heart, giving the most expensive thing, right? But if you can afford gold, that means you're probably a pretty wealthy person. You're well-to-do. And therefore, in a certain sense, it's easier for you to give gold. Why is it harder for the fellow who gives silver, or the one who gives nechoshes? Because he says, but I know someone gave gold. So even if I give nechoshes the best I can, so what? Right? I gave my $1 donation with all my heart. That's nice. The Mishkan would probably prefer I give a $50 donation with half my heart. And the Mishkan could function. But yet, look what it says here. Each person was in a healthy place. The previous piece, by the way, in the Sefer, it's part of a longer memory. You can see this is Os Gimel. Os Beis is called Nedivas Yisrael Kefi Sharshim B'Torah. And he talks about the beautiful way in which each person gave exactly what was an authentic donation. That's a deeper part, and he explains it over there, of what this medrash that he quoted about the sultan coming to check to make sure there's no gazel. Am I giving what I should be giving, or am I giving what someone else should be giving? But my friend gave gold. Hashem, you like gold. Yeah, but for you, I like silver. Your heart was by silver. So each person, he says here, was able to come to Nediva Saleh that each person should be able to give wholeheartedly. Ish kamat nasiyado, each person on his madrega, that's a very chashuv thing. To not feel, well, I'm only giving nechoshes, so what difference does it make if I give it with all my heart? At the end of the day, it's not gold. Yeah. Chassan, what do you say?
When it talks about Bikurim, when people bring baskets.
Right.
Right, the rich people should bring gold baskets, and the poor people should bring their wicker baskets.
Right.
All over. But the poor people, you would think that the gold baskets would be kept for the Beis Hamikdash, and the rich people would be willing to give them.
But the Beis Hamikdash the opposite.
And the poor people's baskets that they made, that they put so much sweat and tears and everything they had into it. No, you know, those get taken away from them.
Right.
So it's like the same.
The effort that they made was appreciated. That's exactly it. for the person who gave gold, again, he has his struggle of giving benediva salim, and for the person who is poor and works hard to give the best he can, that's as chashiv, if not even more chashiv. Exactly, yeah, it's a beautiful part. Okay, so each person gave according to his madrig, and he gave with all of his heart, whether he was giving gold or whether he was giving the choshes, where it's underlined. And because there was a chibur of the lev, whether I was a silver or a gold or a nechoshes, you know, donor, each person gave to the best of his ability, and that created the possibility leis achid yachad lios v'haya hamishkan echad ki ikr hamafzik bein ish l'chavera hu ma sheyesh ha'anochi. What stops one Jew from uniting with another Jew? It's a sense of self. It's a sense of ego. It's that my donation is more important to a Kadosh Baruch Hu than yours. Or I have the ability to do more than you, so I'm better than you. If I want to be my own thing, and you're getting in the way of me being my own thing, right? So then there's no achdus between us. And if there's no achdus between us, then there can't be hashras hashchina. And because each Jew humbled himself before his friend, and every Jew did the best he could, and every Jew gave with all his heart, that united them. And all the things, again, which are superficially so different, were able to come together. V'chein omer b'tfila. When we daven and we say about the angels, v'kula mekablam aleim o malchus shemayim ze mize, v'nosnim ba'ahava rishus zela ze. What are we saying? Shemash nosnim ba'ahava rishus zela ze hu gamkin maila. The fact that they're able to what? That the angels can give to one another, can respect one another, can offer opportunities to one another, ba'ahava, that's one of the mailas of the malach. This is one of the hardest things to be real about in the Avodas Hashem. Do I really just care to bring Kvod Shemayim, or do I care that it comes from me? The Chazon Ish, a couple of years ago, in the night shiur, we used to learn Chazon Ish Emunah Bitachon. So he has a very strong piece in there that hits this point home. Where the Chazon Ish says, let's say a person goes to shul. And he likes bringing home guests for Shabbos. So he goes to shul and he sees this person from out of town, doesn't have anywhere to eat, right? And he's about to walk over to him, and he's about to invite him for Shabbos, and someone else walks over a second before and invites the guest for Shabbos. So what's the feeling when the guy comes home? He comes home, right, the way the Chazon Ish paints it, he comes home, and his wife's kid said, no, who'd you bring for Shabbos? And I couldn't bring it up for Shabbos. And he tells them there actually was someone, but someone else got them right before. And the wife and kids are so disappointed, we wanted to have a guest. So he says to them, hold on a second. We want to have a guest for us, or we want to make sure the guests are taken care of? If we really care about the guests, we should be very happy. The accommodations that he has is just as good as by us. Right? So if we're self-serving, if we're self-centered, so then I want the guests. I want to give the big donation. But if I really care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, do I care if it's me or if it's someone else? I just want Hashem to... That's a very high madriga. To be able to say, all I really want, I don't care if it's me, if it's you, the main thing I want, I just want that Hashem should have the kavod that he deserves. And it doesn't have to be through me. Whoever it's through is good. That's a hard thing. Right? But a person, again, like these malachim, who are ba'ava, nosim rishos zel azeh, no, you do it. You get the honor. No, you get the honor. And to say it and to mean it, with a matar, with a goal being again leman shemo yisbarach. So then I don't care. Then there's no difference. Imani b'mayla al chaveri or vice versa. It's not a competition. My friend versus me. We're both doing the best we can. I don't feel any worse because he's learning more than me, and he doesn't feel any better because he's learning more than me. That we're both doing whatever we can. We're on the same team, serving Hashem, and it's not at all a competition. One person versus another person. We just want to do for the Rabbona Sholem. That was the lofty level they reached by the Mishkan. It's not about the individuals. The only way you can bring together gold and silver and the choshes is if you have a group of people who are totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nedivas HaLev. the part of themselves, which is really the part that is a Kodesh Baruch. Okay, top of the left column. Va'av hazu shayis in itzrechas lebinyan mishkan ulashras hashchina b'mayim at Har Sinai. Ha'itzah svich lios av kazu shenovas be'emes me'echad. Shenovas me'atzor levavi v'chelki elokim. In a certain sense, how can one come to this type of echad? The echad that we found by the Mishkan, the echad that we found by Har Sinai, it's only if it's coming from the one who is one, right? If it's flowing outward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my lev really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim that says that Mefurash. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Liban Shel Yisrael. Okay? So if I attach myself to my lev, in a sense, I attach myself to Hashem, I attach myself to Echad, so great, and then it can work. It's only through the Liban Shal Yisrael, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that allowed them to become one in this awesome way. V'zeu kavanas ha-medrash, sh'mefarish asher yedvenu libo shakai klape mala. They dedicated their lev, as the Medrash learns it as if it's referring to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So was it their lev or was it Hashem? The answer is it's one and the same. Their lev comes from Hashem. And their lev is their part of themselves that is the most true reflection of Hashem. Al atzur levavi v'chelki elokim. Shebekoach ze yesh lehem darga zo shal ahava v'yichon l'sachet sh'tiyah ashras ha-shechina. Living, by connecting to the common denominator, which is the Hashem inside of us, that's ma'achet each and every one of us. And that, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within the lev of a Jew. V'chol ma'asha amarnu be'emes mevuar hu be'medrish. And everything that I've explained to you is found in this beautiful medrash. The power of an individual and the power of a tzibur coming together. Look at this medrash. V'shosh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Al iske ha-mishkan. Amar l'fan of ribono sha'olam. Yecholam heim la'soso. Hashem starts spelling... Now, if you read through the parsha, right? As if mishpatim was hard enough, trying to figure out what any of the psukim we're talking about. True is impossible. You have to mamish sit down. You have to be an architect about it. And really learn it slowly, otherwise you can get nothing out of it. So Hashem is describing the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe says, God, I hate to be negative or cynical about it, but can Klal Yisrael actually do this? Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu echad mi Yisrael, yachol la'asoso. Even one Jew could do that. What do you mean? Working together? Piece of cake. A single Jew could do such a thing. Shenamar me'eis kol ish asher yedvenu libo. That any Jew, one Jew who dedicates his heart, he can make the whole thing on his own. Amru Rabbanan, af b'man, shaya yored liYisrael, haya yordos bo avanim tovos. When the man would descend for Klal Yisrael, it descended with all sorts of precious jewels, precious stones. Teidus shekein hu, you should know that this is so. Shenamar v'heim eviu elav od nedava baboker baboker. The same way they were bringing donations every morning, is like the man that was descending every morning. That which came with the man they were bringing. It says the Nesiyim gave donations as well. And that's the Medrash. In answer to the question, how would it be possible for the Jews to build the Mishkan? Hashem says, what do you mean? Anyone could do it? Because me'eis kol ish asher yedvenu libo. What does that mean? Al yedei ha-nedivas ha-lev shal klal ha-yibiyachol ish-yishu ha-shechina b'neim va-tenai hu shiyeh kol ish a-gantza mensh, the entire person. She had nedivas ha-lev b'shlemas al yedei ha-kol ish. What he's doing at this point is he's tying together the two pieces. He's tying together the ability for all the Jewish people to be one, and one person to be whole within himself. Right? And that's really the answer. The answer is that if every person is a wholesome person, if a person lives through his life, and therefore he dedicates libo, his whole self, so then we become begadol, bechlal, our whole self. Yeah?
This is a slightly off topic, but didn't Rashi say that Hashem instilled within certain people to be like the heads of different areas of building Mishkan, and that Bital himself would have crazy nebula.
Right, that was said in the previous paragraph. That the lathe that they were donating is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put within them, right? Hashem, open your hand. Masbi'a l'chol chai ratzon. Give a person what he desires. What do I desire? I desire a new car. Okay, Hashem, give me a new car. Give me X, Y, or Z. But the deeper pshat is, poseach es yedecha, umasbi'a l'chol chai ratzon. Hashem, you give me the ratzon. Right? The tochel ratzof ahava, that ratzon, to give my heart, because my heart is you, Hashem, and you decide how much heart I have, but I'm going to use whatever amount you gave me to do the best I can, to donate myself fully, a ganze mensch, like he says here. Me'ez kol ish, that the entire person is yidvenu libo, and that creates the kol ish, like we said earlier, the big picture kol ish of the entire Jewish people being, you know, one ish. That's why, by the way, right, I mentioned the Sichas Musa the other night, the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Aleph, that Adam is a reference only to Klal Yisrael, right? Adam, the term Adam is unique to the Jewish people. You know why? It's an amazing pshat. The author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried, has a Sefer Chumash called the Apirion. So he explains, and he uses this to explain why Dafka, a Jew, gets saras when he speaks Lashon Hara as opposed to a non-Jew. Because when a Jew speaks saras, he's really being pogim, besides the fact that he's being pogim with the thing that makes us humans, the Koach HaDibor. Right? But when you speak against a fellow Jew, your mamash is speaking against yourself. He says, what's unique about the term Adam? What's unique about the term Adam? As opposed to other terms that describe man. There's no plural for Adam. Atem kriyan Adam, ve'ein wasa olam kriyan Adam. Right? The other words, such as ish, right? Enosh, Gever, you can make all those plural. When it comes to Adam, there's no Adamim.
Yeah. Adamim's a word, no?
Adamim for people? Not that I know of. Maybe in like slang.
We have words Adamim in Torah,
no? Yeah, we could say B'nai Adam, but the word Adam is never, the word itself never becomes plural.
Or reference to people, it's there's no plural.
I'm saying there's no plural for Adam. And that's why Klal, so Atem Kriyan Adam, you're Achtus. Your Ava, which is Gematria Echad, is so absolute that
like
that Atem Kriyan Adam.
Adam like Aleph Dam, so one blood.
Right, right, Aleph Dam, right. Namish, one existence. So that's Me'ez Kol Ish. That's unique to Klal Yisrael. Okay? Good. So let's see, let's finish it up. Last paragraph. So now the Medrash tells us again, first Moshe says, is it possible to build a Mishkan? Yes, if a Jew lives through his essence, even a single Jew, a ganze mensch, an entire heart, connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has all the power in the world, all the energy in the world. But the Medrash then said, but the Nesiim, they brought the Avnei Shalom, and these were stones that came with the man, right? With the man, along with the man came precious stones. Okay, so what's going on here in this part of the Medrash? V'gamash m'sayim ha-medrash b'inyan ha-nasiyam. She'eviu ha-avnei sho'am gam kinu ha-hemshech v'raya l'zeh. The Medrash, that part of the Medrash, which seems to be totally unrelated, is actually a continuation of the answer. Moshe, you want to know how one person can build the whole Mishkan? Me'ez kol ish. And I'll show you from the way the Nasiyam brought the precious stones that came with the man. How so? Dichsiv. V'ha-nasiyam he'viu, last page. V'amru she'heim he'viu avnei sho'am. The clouds brought these precious stones from faraway places. So says the Or Gedalia, hold on a second. Why are we crediting the Nesiim with bringing these stones? Bringing means you did something to make it happen. If I were to go to some cave and I was to, you know, to carve out these stones and to polish them and then to donate, okay. If you went and you searched for gold and you found gold and you brought gold, Gavaldik. But why are we crediting the Nesiim as being the ones who donated these things when really it was literally dropped off at their door and they just brought it over to Moshe? Imkein lama nikra Nesiim eviu. Why is it called the Nesiim bringing? Halabama miyuchas havas avnei ashoam shal Nesiim. In what way was it miyuchasly connected to them? Halohein lo nadvu mimamona ma'avnei ashoam. It wasn't their own donation. They were literally the shliach to drop it off. V'gam lama zachuheim yeser mishar b'nei Yisrael. And why were they worthy of having these stones delivered right to them, more so than anyone else? Or nidvas libam, You know why they were zochet to get the stones delivered to their door? And you know why they get credit for dropping off the stones? You know why we're not so much... The question's a good question as far as the stones, because it's not really about the stones. It's about the ratzon to give the stones. They had a ratzon. We want to offer the precious Avnei Shalom to the Mishkan. Ela peirushu shekeivan shenidvas libam haisel a heavy Avnei Shalom v'haylem tshuka v'ratzon. They had such a ratzon az l'nadev l'hamishkan Avnei Shalom. They had the strongest desire in the world to give these precious stones. Lachain, therefore, there is zocha min hashamayim that they should be the ones to receive these stones. Like the Maharal told us, the more a person attaches himself, the nidvas halev creates the kinyan in the object. So it was their stones, even though they didn't have to work too hard to get the stones. But the ratzon created these stones. And he ends with this point. As I mentioned in the earlier piece, which we didn't get to read, but as the Ori Dayo explained in the earlier piece, one's connection to Torah is their connection to their donation. What is Zahav? What is Kasef? When our second daughter was born, we named her Zahava Liba. Why do we name her Zahava Liba? It's a nice name. But the Kavana behind it, the Kavana that my wife and I put into it, Zahav, we know from the Svarim HaKadoshim, is Yiras Hashem. Zahav always represents Yira. Kesef is a lashon of Ava. Nichsof nichsafti. Right? Nichsof avagam kol sanaf shenu. So Kesef is a lashon of Ava, and Zahav is Yira. Many Svarim developed this idea. So he says in the previous piece that depending on whether you're more of an Ava Hashem type of Jew or a Yiras Hashem type of Jew, whatever your kesher was, whatever your connection to Torah was, that's what you brought. You brought the physical manifestation of that feeling. So when we named our daughter Zahava Liba, we were trying to put together a chibur of Ava and Yira. Zahava being Yira, Hashem, Liba being the Lev. That you should be a balanced person. A person who understands that Jew lives with Ava and lives with Yira. But that's exactly what he's saying here. He's saying by the Mishkan, each person gave his heart. To give your heart means I have to give my chelek in Torah. My chelek in Torah is being expressed through a material object. So he says again, ki ikra nedava b'mishkan ha'yisalafi kinyan b'torah b'sharsha. Wherever your neshama was connected to Torah, that's what you gave. U'kafima sheyesh la'odam kinyan b'sharsh ha'torah, hu zocha gam l'kinyan b'olam ha'maisa. Whatever your chelek in Torah is, that expresses itself in this world, in the form of the materials. And therefore, the nesiyim al-yedei shahayolahem kinyan b'sharsh ha'torah b'dargis avnei shalom, the nesiyim, whose level of Torah corresponded to Avnei Shalom, whatever that means, it sounds pretty lofty. L'chein zachu shemin ha-shamayim, yitnu lahem gam ze ha-kinyin, k'shin esgashim v'nesam sim b'olam ha-maisa. So therefore, because that was their chelek in Torah, in Ruchnias, it became their expression of donation to the Mishkan b'gashmias. The gashmias expression of Avnei Shalom was Avnei Shalom, and therefore it's shayach to them. And we can say that the Nesiyim were the ones who brought. Not just the clouds delivered it to their doorsteps, but it was their ratzon to give them themselves that created that reality. So, Hashem, we should all be zocha. We should be zocha to unite one another, be united to one another, right? The Ava and the Echad should create a Hashras, a Shechina, and we should be able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our heart and all of our soul.